June 12th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I must point out to you that the media is manipulating the population to believe certain things and trying to lead this country into weakness. Fuel would not be pricey or a concern if the leaders would open the Alaska pipeline again. Citizens have a right to bear arms. This is being portrayed as an evil, as every crime is shown as misuse of guns by the general public. In general, the public is being misled by a media manipulated by outside sources. Do not let the news media have the final word or be the truth that you believe in. Unless the general population becomes disorganized and the truth silenced, evil cannot overpower this nation. Believe in what your nation was founded upon, the Constitution. Free enterprise must not be manipulated by organized monopolies. The crimes of a few must not dictate far-sweeping policies. As citizens of a free nation, be united in the truth. Never be silenced by those with outside interests." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 3. "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. "So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.